Just yesterday I had a kiss for her.
The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. Of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Good day, tokers and tokettes. We have made it. We are safe and sound, live and direct from Rolla J Studios in beautiful Potland, Oregon. I am back from Los Angeles. I mean, Glendale. I mean, San Bernardino, wherever the hell I was in Southern California. At the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, we have got highlights for the rest of the week. All sorts of great stuff. And let me just open by apologizing for the lack of live stream from the event. I tried everything I could, people, but I just do not have the staff and the tech necessary to pull this off yet. So from this point on, I'm not going to promise that kind of stuff anymore. I'm just going to go to these events, put on a good show, film it, and bring it to you when we can see it later. It's a lot better quality anyway than trying to live stream it. And who knows, maybe someday when we get some sort of five-figure donor, we will buy some new gear and we'll try to do these things live. But you know how public radio is. We do what we can with what we got. And thanks to you for your support for making it all possible. So on today's show, we have got highlights from a new event that I invented for the 420 Radio booth, and that is the 420 Radio Drug Test. Now, don't worry, it's not a regular drug test. It's multiple choice, so everybody can pass it, even at a medical cannabis cup. So we have a whole bunch of contestants, including our good friend Destruction from our chat room. He's one of the contestants on the show. So we'll show those in place of the Radical Rant today at the end of the show. It is Wednesday, so we've got Dr. Mitch Earlywine joining us today in the cannabis Q&A segment. So we'll take your live calls. We'll take your live chat questions here in our Ustream chat room. If you've got any sort of cannabis science, history, culture, or health questions, Dr. Mitch should be able to help you with that. We've also got Brian the Red here in the studio. Welcome back, Brian.
Hey there, Red.
Brian's got the Irie Wednesday tune for today. What are we looking forward to in the reggae scene today?
Well, you know, as per my reggae flashback theme, the Daily Toker tune of the following week is a title track from the previous week's show on my Red Eyes Reggae Flashback. So this is Urban Dread, Mr. Businessman, coming up a little after 20 after the hour.
All right, looking forward to that. Also on today's show, we've got our 420 Radio News, all sorts of bad headlines coming out of Arkansas, North Carolina. There's a good one coming out of Colorado, bad one out of Idaho. So we'll go all around the country, rounding up all of the cannabis community news. Plus, we'll take time in behind the headlines to get a little more in-depth on one of today's stories. All that and more coming up on the Russ Belville Show right here on 420radio.org.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
The High Times Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam is recognized as the world's premier marijuana competition. Over the years, thousands of judges have attended the Cannabis Cup, sampling the best indicas, best sativas, best hybrids, and the best hash on the planet. In the April 2013 issue of High Times, Read all about the sensational 25th Cannabis Cup that took place in November. Find out about the latest killer strains. Decide what to grow in your garden this year. Celebrate 25 years of the Cannabis Cup in this very special issue of High Times Magazine. On sale now.
Now it's time for your 420 radio news for today, Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Sorry, we're having trouble with bringing the news up. Let me get that. There we go. So sorry about that. Arkansas's Attorney General rejects medical marijuana 2014 ballot measure. This from today's THV.com. Arkansas Attorney General Dustin McDaniel has rejected the wording of a revised ballot measure that would legalize medical marijuana. McDaniel on Tuesday rejected the wording of the proposed initiated act by the Arkansans for Compassionate Care, a group that had campaigned for a similar medical marijuana initiative that voters rejected last year. The proposal would allow patients with qualifying conditions to purchase marijuana from nonprofit dispensaries with a doctor's recommendation. Unlike last year's measure, the revised proposal does not allow patients to grow their own marijuana if they live more than 5 miles from a dispensary. McDaniel cited several ambiguities in the ballot measure. McDaniel must certify the measure before the group can begin gathering signatures to qualify for the 2014 ballot. North Carolina House Committee kills medical marijuana bill from WRAL.com. The House Rules Committee has killed a bill that would have legalized medical marijuana, an effort by House leaders to stem a tide of phone calls and emails on the topic. Representative Paul Skip Stam, Republican of Wake, said, quote, "We did it to be done with it so people could move on for the session," end quote. He said lawmakers were being, quote, harassed, end quote, with phone calls and emails about medical marijuana. The committee listened to public comments about the bill for about 20 minutes before voting. Most of the speakers and visitors who crowded into the committee room were there to urge lawmakers to embrace medical marijuana. Only one person, Jerry Royal, with the North Carolina Family Policy Council, urged lawmakers to vote down the bill. The only lawmaker who spoke at length about the measure was Representative Kelly Alexander, Democrat of Mecklenburg, one of the bill's sponsors. He said prior fiscal studies showed the state could reap $39 million per year if medical marijuana were legal. Anti-marijuana resolution approved in Idaho's Senate Committee, from the Seattle Times. The Senate State Affairs Committee approved an anti-marijuana resolution after 2 hours of competing public testimony on the pros and cons of pot. More than 150 people, including teens sporting red "Don't Let Idaho Go to Pot" t-shirts, packed a Capitol auditorium Wednesday to weigh in on a resolution affirming the state's position against use of marijuana in any form. The resolution doesn't create any new state laws, but Boise Republican Senator Chuck Winder says it sends an important message urging the federal government to enforce existing laws. Opponents, including the ACLU and Compassionate Idaho, say the resolution adds barriers for people using marijuana for medical purposes. But law enforcement and doctors backing the measure decried pot as a gateway drug that dangerously impairs users. Colorado marijuana regulators sign off on pot tourism, from FoxNews.com. Marijuana tourism is on the way to Colorado under a recommendation made Tuesday by a state task force to regulate the drug made legal by voters last year. But Colorado should erect signs in airports and borders telling visitors they can't take pot home, the task force recommended. The task force agreed Tuesday that the constitutional amendment on marijuana simply says adults over 21 can use the drug, not just Colorado residents. Tourists could see purchasing caps, though, possibly as low as an eighth of an ounce per transaction. One of the task force's most vocal marijuana critics, Greenwood Police Chief John Jackson, and others, wanted to ban marijuana use on publicly visible patios, porches, and backyards. State Senator Sherry John, Democrat of Wheat Ridge, said lawmakers should hesitate to regulate something legal that people do on private property. What about backyard grills that send the smell of hamburgers into the nose of a neighbor who's vegetarian? She asked. Burning debate over marijuana in Florida, from ABCActionNews.com. The future of marijuana laws in Florida and the United States was a topic that drew more than 200 people to the Fletcher Lounge at the University of Tampa, featuring nationally known experts on both sides of the issue. Aaron Houston from Students for Sensible Drug Policy in Washington, D.C., argued in favor for the full legalization of pot. Kevin Sabet from Project SAM, which stands for Smart Approaches to Marijuana, argued against legalization, saying it would only lead to more addictions. And that's your 420 Radio News for Wednesday, February 20th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we get back, we will go behind the headlines on three different news stories out about our good friend Ganja John. We'll be right back. This is the Russ Belville Show.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. Please do not give up your precious liberties. There's nothing wrong with standing up for our constitutional rights, and in fact, it's the only way to honor the Constitution that recognizes our natural rights. Treat law enforcement with respect and respect the Constitution by standing up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak to my attorney, Omar Figueroa." Omar Figueroa has more than a decade of experience in federal and California courts and graduated from Yale University, Stanford Law School, and Trial Lawyers College. Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215. Or on the web at www.omarfigueroa.com.
I'm Sub Cool from Team Green Avenger. At TGAGenetics.com, we are working on the leading edge of medical strains. Our strains are rigorously tested for THC, CBD, THCV, and other critical cannabinoids. Know your grow. Check out our genetic diversity at TGAGenetics.com, the home of Jelly Bean, Jack the Ripper, Vortex, and other award-winning cannabis strains.
All right, folks, time for us to go behind the headlines. All sorts of things just blowing up as far as the Belville Bump goes. And for those of you who are new, the Belville Bump just means that people involved with my show go on to become more famous than me. So that's a good thing. I'm all for it. First of all, Big Daddy Fink, who's in our chat room right now, also the host of our Funky Roller Rink on Thursdays at 8 p.m., is a great artist, and he does a lot of the video graphics that we have here on the show. He submitted his poster for the L.A. Medical Cannabis Cup, and it made the cover. It was the cover shot for the guide. Everybody who went to the Cannabis Cup got one, and that was the cover shot. Now, since it moved from L.A. to Glendale to San Bernardino, the T-shirts and the posters, I guess, didn't get distributed because they all said L.A. on them. I still have to get behind the headlines, I guess, on that one and find out what's going on. I'll talk to my friends at High Times to find out. But in the meantime, I did pick up a copy of GEM magazine, the Journal for Education on Medical Marijuana. And in there, you can see, there it is, the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup and the poster for our good friend Timmy. So we'll keep this here for you, big old two-page spread. But what's really got our attention is our local Willamette Week. This is our weekly news weekly here in Portland. It's free. Everybody gets to pick one up. And it's on pot culture. It's called Endo Days. Get it? Endo. So Endo Days. And you just flip here to page 13, hit the black lights, weed's almost legal. But you really got to flip ahead to our good friend, the Oil Baron. And there he is, Ganja John, in the magazine under the heading of Oil Baron. I'll read you some of this stuff about marijuana saved Ganja John's, or saved John Hamm's life, kidney transplant, affliction, 4 years after the surgery, on the eve of his wedding, the replacement organ. So it's basically the Ganja John story. I told myself I'm not going to let anybody make me feel bad for feeling good in my time of need, recalls John from his home in Northeast Portland. Since then, John branded himself something of a mascot for Portland's pot culture. He straddles the line between a serious advocate and, well, what do you expect for a guy who goes by the name Ganja John? His voice rises with anger when discussing the ongoing prohibition of what he sees as a vital medicine, but he's not above giggling about the time his buddy came over and got so blitzed he threw up in every pair of shoes in the house. For 3 years, Ham hosted the Ganja John Show, a podcast on the Normal Radio Network, where he advocated with equal parts humor and vehemence for the rights of medical marijuana patients. His logo, which looks like a bearded Lego man wearing a patch emblazoned with a pot leaf over his non-functioning eye, which he had removed at age 25, adores t-shirts. A lifelong comedy fan, Ham is a fixture at the Helium Comedy Club in Southeast Portland and a legend among touring comics. Google his pseudonym, and the first result is a clip from the episode of Conan, in which comedian Brian Posehn recalls when Ham got him especially stoned and then, without warning, yanked out his glass eye. But Ham is more than just a symbolic figure. His recipe for hash oil, a form of highly concentrated cannabis, has won awards at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in Seattle and the Kush Expo in Los Angeles. So a full story here on, I like how Lively Libra said he did the Ganja John Show for 3 years. So that meant what, three podcasts a year? But no, I think what they messed up here is he talked to me about these articles that were coming out, and he said how he worked on the Russ Belville Show for 3 years. And so, you know, oftentimes in the editing, these things get all messed up. But that's just one article that's out on Ganja John in the Portland Mercury, which is the competitor weekly paper to the one I just showed you, the Willamette Week. There's an article out now called High Times, Portland's One-Eyed King of Hash Oil. And Ganja John has a pot leaf on his eye. He'll pop it out and show it to you if you ask. And then blah, 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 medical marijuana expert. He was on Conan. Won the High Times Cup, at least in this Mercury article, my name's mentioned. That's the guy kind of nice. Ganja John's birth name is John Ham, so it's easy to understand why he goes by his nickname instead. His nom de pot was coined by radio personality Russ Belville, with whom John, for a time, co-hosted the cannabis culture podcast Normal Show Live. So goes on to talk about his kidneys and the hash oil stuff that he's working on. Cannabis Cafe, discussed here a little bit, and then it's quite a long article talking about hash and the making of hash. So kudos on that one, John. And then the final one, this one's quite amazing. I love the end of the quote on the oil baron one in the Willamette Week. At the end of it, it says, regardless, the myth of Ganja John has spread beyond the Pacific Northwest to the point that comics have pitched cartoon shows based on him to national networks. He didn't plan on becoming a cult figure, but then that's the power of marijuana. Quote, it's surreal, Ham says. Just having good pot and knowing what you're talking about gets people to talk about you on Conan, I guess. And then the final article here that's kind of interesting, this is actually in Wired magazine. And Wired magazine, the article is how hash oil is blowing up across the U.S., literally. It's about, you know, the danger of dabs, basically. FEMA posted a rather unexpected alert in its emergency services bulletin entitled Hash Oil Explosions Increasing Across the U.S. And this is FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, talking about a process using butane to extract and concentrate compounds from marijuana that could be mistaken for pipe bomb or meth lab explosions. Wait, marijuana-based explosions? When did cannabis products start sounding like something out of Breaking Bad? So this article goes to quote Ganja John about BHO, Cannabis Cup Award winner who goes by Ganja John. A pound of marijuana typically generates 1/10 to 1/5 of a pound of hash oil. Bobby Black is also quoted in this from High Times magazine. BHO has been gaining in popularity in the past 3 years. It's been done for decades, but it was only done by a few people and it was very underground. Even at High Times, we didn't talk about it or covered it because it was so rare. No longer. At the High Times series of Cannabis Cup competitions, which take place in states where medical marijuana is legal, and Amsterdam, Black says the once marginal hash oil entries have not only increased over several years, but pretty much eclipsed traditional hash at this point. And then goes on to talk more about the explosions, a San Diego hotel room that blew up because of a BHO explosion is concerned here. We are concerned as anyone about the dangers involved in making it, said Bobby Black, who stated safety issues that go beyond explosions to the quality of the product itself. If you're purchasing hash oil from a source beside a reputable dispensary, for example, you may not know whether it contains high levels of butane or if it was created using poor materials like PVC pipe instead of stainless steel that can leach chemicals into the product. It's really a kind of bathtub gin situation, says the High Times editor. So there you go. Ganja John blowing up all across the media, and so proud of him. So glad that he's getting the real information out to people. And hopefully, you know, if they follow some of his tips and some of his advice there, we can save some lives. But we got to take a break because it is 20 after, and that means it's time for us to enjoy ourselves. We hope you get a chance to enjoy yourself as well. When we come back, we'll have our 20 after break and some tunes with Brian the Red. Stick around.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Hi, I'm John Bon Jovi, and I've been given a script to talk to you about drugs, rock and roll, having fun, a good time, and all that good stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, drugs is not a part of my everyday routine, it's not everyday fun, it's not good for you, all right? So listen, think twice before you do drugs, because there ain't no winners out there doing it.
Russ Belville Show brings you the best in daily toker tunes every weekday. Each day features a different genre, including Roots Monday,
folks, here's a story about Mindy Vermucher,
Electric Tuesday, Irie Wednesday,
Summer Ganja Planter, call me the Ganja Fan,
Groovin' Thursday,
don't you wanna get high,
and Rockin' Fridays. Then on weekends, we mix them all together in our weekend music party. Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Irie Wednesday, featuring reggae, ska, and other world music genres. You can get downloads and more information about all our daily toker tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your daily toker tune.
All right, for this Irie Wednesday, you know, I had a bit of an Irie Wednesday kind of event happen to me at the Medical Cannabis Cup this weekend. I met my friend Melissa Ballin. She's a, you know, Melissa White Chocolate Ballin. She produced the Hempsters Plant the Seed movie. And she was there, and she introduced me to a woman who goes by the name of Princess, and an African-American woman with nice braided hair, who is a reggae artist with a band called Rebel Rockers. And they got a new EP out, and she came over for an quick interview. We'll play that probably on tomorrow's show. But in talking to her, I said, you know, I wish Brian was here. My engineer, Brian the Red, he's this white guy with long red dreadlocks. You know, I call him my Ginger Rasta. And she goes, my husband is named Red Locks, and he's a white guy with long red-haired dreads. So I was like, wow, two. That's fantastic, man. So I thought that was a cute little story and would lead in here for our Irie Wednesday music break with Brian the Red here from Red Eyes Reggae Flashback. What do we got today, Brian?
Oh, I don't know. There's been more people looking like me since me and my dad started looking like this back in the 90s.
But, is that it?
I don't know. They saw us and said, oh, they're accepted there. Hey, let's all move there.
Let's move to Portland.
And we can... Anyway, we've got a track coming up. This is Urban Dread with Mr. Businessman. You know, just basically telling the story of them living up high while we living down low. You know?
All right, let's get to it. Urban Dread, Mr. Businessman.
Thank you. businessman. And when I tell you something, you're a businessman, but I say stop, I'm just a businessman. You're killing all the people all over the lot. And when you're living up high in a big fancy suite, a lot of people just crying about nothing to eat. And then you drive around town in a big fancy car, a lot of people talking about a bloody war. And you're living so high in a big fancy suite, you got a lot of food and you got plenty to eat. But then there's so many people that are poor and they're starving. We talk about war and you don't know the money. I say stop, I'm just a businessman. Hello, I tell you something about your businessman. But I say stop, I'm just a businessman. You're killing all the people all over the land. And then you're living up high in a big fancy suite. A lot of people die and got nothing to eat. And then you drive around town in a big fancy car. A lot of people screaming about a bloody war. And dancing was illegal, you threw away the key. So dancing for our freedom, so we're trying to be free. Now I can make the businessman a rocket to the beat. A rocket to the beat, and like a right day. I say stop, I'm just a businessman. I tell you something about your businessman. I say stop, I'm just a businessman. You're killing all the people like a blue blood squad. I tell you something about your business, but I'm far. I say stop, I'm just a businessman. You're killing all the people like a blue flag spy. So a lot of people go on them not nothing to eat. And then you live around town all over the place. But when you don't have much of property, respect for your mates. I said you look at you, Mr. Businessman, you're fancy mom. You drive a lot of cabins and you rock really hard. I don't stop, Mr. Businessman, you're living up so high in a big town suite and you got nothing to die. I said stop, Mr. Businessman. A lot I tell you something about your business, mom. I said stop, I'm Mr. Businessman. You're killing all the people all over the land. I said stop, I'm just a businessman. And let I tell you something about your businessman. Well, I say stop, I'm just a businessman.
You still don't get it, do you? Alright, let me make this as clear as I possibly can. This is your brain. This is drugs. This is your brain on drugs.
Any questions?
Hey, how's it going? My name's Will. I don't work at a used record store. I don't own an iguana, although I'm sure they make great pets. I don't have dreadlocks or play the acoustic guitar. I can remember quite well, thank you, and no, I don't constantly have the munchies. When 420 comes around, I've still got 40 minutes of work left. I've never hit a girl on a bike with my car or shot my friend with a shotgun. I've never had to apologize for letting a girl I was watching drown in a pool while I was getting high because, duh, I wouldn't be getting high if I was around children. I'm a regular guy who works regular jobs, just like the majority of all Americans who use marijuana occasionally and responsibly. My name is Will, and I'm normal.
It's time for the Russ Belville Show's Cannabis Q&A with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. Dr. Earlywine is a professor of psychology at the State University of New York at Albany and a leading author and researcher on cannabinoids and health, who pins the Ask Dr. Mitch column for High Times magazine. Get your questions ready in our live chat or call in to 971-533-7111 now.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Every Wednesday, we visit with Dr. Mitch Hurleywine. It's so good to get the best information on the planet on marijuana, and Dr. Mitch is on the line for us. Dr. Mitch, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure.
All right, so I'm back from L.A., the High Times Los Angeles Medical Cannabis Cup, so I haven't been, you know, paying too much attention to the latest in studies and science and polling. I'm hoping you've got an update for us.
In fact, last week we had somebody with a really important question about cannabis and essentially herpes simplex.
Oh, yes.
Despite our hopes that maybe cannabis would essentially have a good impact on that, all I could find was an old case study from the 70s where some poor guy, 3 days after he would use the plant, would always have an outbreak. Hmm. So we don't have any really compelling evidence going either way on this, but there's certainly going to be individual cases where this could be a real drag.
Mm, okay. Now, as far as any medical studies and such go, one of the things that was very interesting to me over this past weekend being in California, before I headed down, there was a video that was shown by KIRO, one of the news stations here in Washington state. And since once I got on the train and was heading down to LA, I had noticed that it had gone to CNN. It had made national news, and it was basically, they filmed three different cannabis consumers of differing cannabis frequencies, I guess heavy, medium, and light, you could say, and filmed them as they took a driving test. The heavy user was like three times the legal limit when she got there to take the test, and they administered 0.3 grams each time that they took a break and continued to watch their driving. And the two things that stood out is that they, number one, they drove quite well, according to the driving instructor and the cop that were watching. But number two, that when they got to the point that they couldn't drive well, they knew it, and they were expressing that. In fact, the one young lady was kind of giggling and having fun. She goes, "You shouldn't drive like this, but if you get a chance, it's a lot of fun." So I was wondering if you had any comments on that story and how it's gone national.
The curious thing is this actually goes back to Roby's data from 1995, where in the Netherlands he had people get high and literally drive around the streets there with a driving instructor in the car doing ratings and things like that, and came to very much the same conclusion unless, and I really want to emphasize this, unless the person had also consumed alcohol, and even as little as blood alcohol concentration of 0.04 in combination with cannabis really made things go awry. But this isn't news, and yet I feel like these three individual cases are in some ways more illustrative and having more impact than a study that had over 20 participants, in part because now we're seeing it real live right here in a way that we just hadn't seen when the data were first published. And I'm, you know, cautiously optimistic that people are going to lose some of their weird reactionary feelings about these per se drug laws.
Yeah, the video helps a lot because it's hard to deny, you know, watching these people drive and seeing that they're doing okay as they drive. So we're hoping for the best out of that. Another item I wanted to get to, thinking about, you know, the cannabis cup that I was just at in Los Angeles, I mean San Bernardino, wherever the hell it was. Once again, it's the dab culture, the use of oils, these concentrates. And when we go back into the medicated area, there's a number of these collectives that have basically a hash bar set up for people to be able to try them. And during the weekend, I counted at least four people that EMTs were taking out on stretchers who'd been laid out from too big a hit of hash. So what is happening to these people? Are they suffering any long-term harm? And what kind of safety warnings can we give people so that I don't have to see more people getting carted out? I think it's just bad optics for our movement.
My student Mallory Lawson and I have been trying to gather some data on this, and it is discouraging. I feel like I sound like the old man shouting warning, warning, but we do have a number of folks reporting they've been burned on the titanium nail, or they've taken enormous hits and ended up essentially passing out. Now, anytime you pass out, that cannot be good for you. This is not the way to use the plant in a respectful, healthy strategy. I'm not saying that everybody who dabs does this, but I think this tendency to overdo it or to treat it like it's some kind of sport is something we really want to move against. If it's really okay for us to say, hey, it's not cool to smoke so much oil that you pass out, That's the culture I'd like to begin.
Yeah, and you know, this another thing that's about this event that was interesting to me that I don't usually see at these cannabis-related events was alcohol was being served. So you could get alcohol or cocktails, and I wonder if that had some effect on it. And the fact that, you know, it was Southern California, it was outdoors, it was maybe 80, 85 degrees going on. So any tips along that line for people that will be going to these summer events in the future and may have access to these oils along with alcohol?
I mean, what's a mind blower about this, and I always jump up and down about this with HempFest, is you really do dehydrate. And if you're going to a venue like this and a bottle of water is completely overpriced and you think, oh, I don't need that, think again. The chances that you can stay hydrated and actually then not consume too much alcohol are, of course, always good. And then, not that I'm saying this to anybody can save money on their pot bill, but alcohol slows the metabolism of THC. So your THC dosage is at least going to last longer if you've consumed alcohol as well. And people aren't always mindful of that. And that's why I feel like, you know, the plant is safe. John Barleycorn must die. We need to stay away from these mixing and worrying.
With the use of these oils, these highly concentrated oils, last time I was in L.A., I suffered something that I'd never suffered before with marijuana, and that is I got violently ill after taking a really big dab. And this event, at the end of Sunday night, I see these young men, they had to be in their early 20s at best, three young men who were standing and watching their fourth fallen comrade there in the dirt, kind of hunched over and retching his guts out. And I asked, you know, did he do a dab? And they said, yeah, he did a dab. And I said, any alcohol? They said, no, we haven't been drinking. I'm like, wow. So I was worried that my event might have been brought on somewhat by the wine I'd also had that day. But these kids said, no, he didn't have any alcohol at all. Have you been hearing about a hyperemesis with, extreme use of these concentrates?
We're only getting some initial reports from individual cases, but it fits some of our compensatory models of how tolerance to THC might develop. So, of course, at low doses, marijuana is an incredible anti-nausea, anti-emetic kind of medicine. It's superb. But as that dose tends to increase, we do see these oddball biphasic effects where at least a subset of folks are going to report nausea, especially at high doses. And you can see how the body would, in a sense, compensate for the anti-nausea effect by increasing those same systems that create nausea, and that's where we're running into trouble. I hate to sound like the scary warning old man, but I feel like the dabs are going to have to be something where we're really super careful.
Yeah, one other thing I just wanted to add is it could not just be the THCs in it that are causing it. The solvents that are used in these making of these oils can, if you don't purge them properly, then you can have some really bad effects. You know, seriously, that could be causing some of the the vomiting.
But yeah, it's funny, you're absolutely right, and I brought this up at the normal conference presentation on the oils and was almost shouted down, because obviously the folks who are really good at this understand how to make sure that the solvents are no longer there in the oils, but we don't always know what we're getting under these circumstances, and I feel like in some ways that's the problem with an underground market. So if we had a little better quality control on this, the opportunity for solvents to still be present in these oils would, of course, decrease.
Yeah, that's exactly the warning that I wanted to be giving people because, like Russ said, at these cannabis cups, there's these medicating areas, and they're just basically giving away dabs, okay? And there could be, 10, 20 booths, 30 booths that are all giving away different oils, and you don't know who made those oils, you know? So when I went around anyway, I asked to see the oil before they served it. I examined it, I smelled it. If it smells chemically, then I wouldn't smoke it, because it obviously wasn't purged properly. You know, there's a distinctive smell that remains from that butane, or even with the newer CO2, is it CO2 that they're using? Yeah, CO2 hash.
But let's be honest. I mean, the cannabis is so good in California. Do you really need the oil? Give me a break.
Yeah. I agree. But there are things that the oil does, help with that. The cannabis, you'd have to consume a lot more. For me, anyway. Yeah. But
all right. Well, let's move on. We got some questions coming in from our chat room right now. El Cap would like to know: is there a way to reduce your tolerance without abstaining?
It's still in the hypothetical stages, but basically if you could somehow consume cannabis without the usual cues you have for cannabis, the body has a certain conditioned tolerance, if you will. So as soon as you start rolling a joint like you always roll a joint, for example, your body starts working in the opposite direction of cannabis to help that tolerance increase. If you suddenly ingested cannabis in a novel way, in fact, you wouldn't have that conditioned tolerance, and you would end up being more sensitive than you would if you use it the same way you normally did.
All right. We've got a call coming in on our live phone line at 971-533-7111 from the 802 area code. You're on the air with Dr. Mitch.
Hi, Russ. This is Medi and VT, and I just wanted to tell Dr. Mitch that the oils do have a place, in, at least in the medical world. I've had a chance to use them, some high-grade ones, and they are great for extreme pain. Other things as well.
Oh, that's great input. I really appreciate it. It seems like the rapid absorption would certainly have advantages for folks worried about migraine or sudden waves of nausea, but I find, at least in the data we've gathered, you medical users aren't the ones who are running into trouble. You guys know when to quit, and I feel like that, in fact, should be a model for everybody.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Thanks for the question, Medi. Appreciate that. And more from our chat room. Make sure we get all our chat questions in here. Let's get back down. We had a question wanting to know. Oh, here we go. Could you ferment hemp seeds in bong water? I don't know why you'd want to, but could you ferment hemp seeds in bong water?
In fact, it's not a good idea, in part because the yeast that would normally be useful for the fermentation process isn't usually the yeast that's just floating around your house. So it's not a good idea. If you really want to make a hemp-related beer or other fermented products, there are standard recipes that include some relatively sterile environments and champagne yeast or yeast that's more designed for that sort of thing.
All right, our last question from the chat room from Jimmy Hash wants to know if there's any news regarding Crohn's disease in cannabis. I'm a Crohn's patient, and so is my father and probably my grandfather, so he'd like to know.
As it turns out, I've got individual case studies. Maybe four folks a year now have emailed me saying that this is really helpful, but it seems to be incredibly strain dependent, so that one strain is superb and another strain is no help at all. So we're kind of lost on this. I'm actually hoping some folks in Colorado or Washington are going to gather more data.
All right. Well, that's all the time we've got for our Cannabis Q&A with Dr. Mitch. But folks, if you didn't get a chance to get your question in into our chat or your live call, you can always send it by email to 420research@gmail.com or just wait till next week when we talk to Dr. Mitch again. Thanks, Dr. Mitch, for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, show and tell from the Medical Cannabis Cup.
It's simply business. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
It's simply business. Simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business. It's simply business. You know why they won't let us grow. It's simply business.
You want answers?
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You want answers?
You have offended my family.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
You can't handle the truth.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical rant.
All right, I just got back from the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. I have all sorts of interesting video for you. Today we're going to bring you what I call the 420radio.org multiple choice drug test. The only drug test you can pass at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup. And the prize? Well, a glass of cold water. So check it out. Here's some of our contestants.
All
All right, folks, welcome to 420 Radio. We have got our first contestants. Tell us your names, please.
Steven.
Danielle.
And Danielle. Okay, so since there's two of you, I'm going to have to pick a tougher question for our drug test. If they can pass our drug test, they win a free bottle of cold water. So here's our test. Drug test question number 4. Name 10 of the 18 medical marijuana states. Go. California, there's one.
Nevada,
two.
Arizona.
Three.
Colorado.
Four.
Washington.
Five.
Use less drugs.
The Russ Belleville Show. The voice of the marijuana nation.
I'm not sure.
You got five?
You had a question for me.
All right. Where's the list? California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Hawaii, Montana, Nevada, Colorado. California, Oregon, Washington, Alaska, Hawaii, Montana, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, New Mexico, Michigan, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Delaware, and District of Columbia. All right, so we'll have to go an easier question, give you a chance to win this ice-cold bottle of water. Question number 4. Put these items in historical order from earliest to latest. What came first, a medical state, a legalization state, or a decriminalization state for weed? What came first, decrim, medical, or legalization?
C-A-B.
Who says C-A-B? You are correct. Decrim, 1973 in Oregon. Medical, 1996 in California. Legalized, Colorado and Washington in 2012. You win that, the bag right there. Grab yourself an ice cold water. Give a big hand for our first winners of the 420 Radio Drug Test. See, that's the easiest drug test you'll ever take. Take it easy, you guys. Hey, we're... Yeah, 420radio.org. We've got Sherman here with our 420radio.org test, drug test. So during which president's term did marijuana arrests go down? President Carter, President Reagan, or President Clinton?
Let's go with Reagan.
It's absolutely correct. During President Reagan's term, there were 401,000 people arrested per year in 1980. There were 391,000 arrested in 1988. You're a winner. Grab yourself a cold water in that little bag there. Thank you, Sherman, for playing our 420radio.org multiple choice. All right. We got Destruction with us. If you know from our chat room, you've seen him before. He's been following whatever network I've been on for a while. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Pretty good. It's cooler today, so it's very nice. All right, so our 420radio.org multiple choice drug test to win yourself a bottle of ice cold water. Here's our question. Which of the following is not a cannabinoid? Is it A, THC, B, CBD, C, THCV, or D, CBGB? He says D, CBGB. That's right. CBGB is a punk club in New York. You are the winner of a cold bottle of water right there in the bag. You're very welcome. Do we have any other players for our 420radio.org multiple choice drug test? You can win a cold bottle of water. All right. Well, thank you, Destruction, for playing. All right, we got ourselves another contestant here on the 420radio.org multiple choice drug test. Let me give you a mic here so they can hear you. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris is here, ready to answer our question. You win a free bottle of cold water. Here's the question. We have a set of drugs here. Which drug has the greatest risk of dependence for a first-time user? Is it caffeine, heroin, cannabis, tobacco, alcohol, or LSD?
I'm going to say... I'm between alcohol and tobacco right now, but I'm going to go with alcohol.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's tobacco. According to the National Institutes of Drug Abuse, 32% of first-time users will get hooked on tobacco, 23% heroin, 17% cocaine, 15% alcohol, 9% each for caffeine and cannabis, and LSD doesn't really count as addictive goes. But we'll give you another shot. Here we got another question.
Okay.
Number 10, who is higher right now, you or me?
I'm pretty up there, man. I've been.
I haven't
smoking.
Been there yet, so it's you. You are a winner. Congratulations, man. Grab yourself a cold water right there in the back. Yes, he is higher than me. Thanks for playing. Live here at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup, Los Angeles. I mean Glendale. I mean San Bernardino. Yes, you want to take our drug test? You take our multiple choice drug test, and you win a ice cold bottle of water. All right, now, I got to give you an advanced question. We got Mrs. Hemp here, January.
in February.
Yeah, you get an advanced drug test question.
Craig, you're on. Oh, yay, testing.
All right, so
what up?
Give all the spiel, the promotions and such.
We got... You guys are doing so much, I don't even know where to start, so I figure I'd just let you do it.
Okay, cool, right on. Yeah, we have the Henry Hamm comic book, issue number 2, about to launch. We're looking for advertisers. We're heading to Champs. Henry Hamm just launched the new Henry Hamm Boop Fumo pipe. It's freaking amazing. He'll bring it over here in just a minute. He's letting some other people sample it right now.
Yeah.
As always, I'm still making Mrs. Hemp Henry pipe picks. We're going to be selling those at Champs. I was just in Time Magazine last Friday.
I saw that.
You saw that.
I did. Awesome. I'm always on the media checking stuff out.
Oh, freaking awesome. So I was excited about that. I was interviewed by Joel Stein for his awesome column about I was one of few people on Facebook in the world who liked both pita and bacon. I like bacon, and I also support the ethical treatment of animals.
I see.
What's wrong with that? As long as the pig was raised in a humane way and fed non-GMO food and
slaughtered with an apology.
Yeah, a blessing and quickly.
Thank you for the bacon.
You know what?
I'm with you. You're preaching the choir here. I'm pro-bacon.
And that's why Joel interviewed me. He said, I believe your view on bacon and animal treatment could help heal the world.
Oh, well, very
And I just think that goes into being also a hemp cannabis activist, because hemp can save the planet. Ethical treatment of animals can save the planet. Eating less meat can save the planet. I participate in Meatless Mondays.
That's a cool idea.
I really, 90% what I can control, I only eat meat that has been free-range raised, organically, humanely raised.
Okay.
It's a small thing I can do.
That's a very... No, if everybody does something small, then it turns into something big, right?
And what else do we have? We have the new Henry Hemp and Boat skateboard decks that were just created
nice.
2 weeks ago. They're pretty amazing. We have new t-shirts coming out.
Very good. Facebook?
Yeah, look for
website.
Them on Facebook. HenryHemp.com.
There we go.
Henry Hemp. Oh, my God. I can never marry you.
January,
there's a guy whose last name is January.
January.
My name would be January.
All right. So we're ready for our quiz. This is the 420radio.org. Multiple choice drug test. The only drug test you can pass at the Medical Cannabis Cup. So
right on. I'm going to try.
You get the advanced question because you're in the movement. So you get question number 3. Name at least 10 of the 18 medical marijuana states in the next 60 seconds. Go.
Okay, you got California, Washington, Colorado, Hawaii, New Jersey, Oregon, New York. They voted for that, right? Michigan, New Mexico.
Sorry, the ant was late.
I was all, no, Michigan, totally. What else? What was the last one that I said? I'm not trying to Maine, Rhode Island.
All right, that's 10, ladies and gentlemen. We got 10. You are the winner of the 420radio.org multiple choice drug test. You get an ice cold water right out of that bag there.
What does a stoner need more than ice cold water?
I know my audience. I know my audience, baby.
Yay, thank you for
Yay,
the water.
Thanks for playing.
Russ Belleville.
Yay. Oh, you're saying
I swear sometimes you're taking me for granted. And I swear sometimes you're more.
All right, welcome back. It's 420 Radio. I'm Radical Russ Belleville, your host. We are at the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup in San Bernardino, California. And we're playing the 420 Radio Multiple Choice Drug Test, the only drug test you can pass here at the Medical Cannabis Cup. We have our guest, our contestant. Your name, please.
Kathy,
get that right close there. Here you go, Kathy. All right, Kathy, is this your first cup, first event?
Yes.
Oh, what do you think?
Like it.
Yeah? What's the most amazing thing you've seen so far?
Everything.
everything. I know it's a little overwhelming, isn't it? It's like Shangri-La. And one of the things I always like about this is you come to this event, it's, you know, weed everywhere, people smoking, and it's chill.
Yeah,
right?
Nobody's like, worried.
Like, if you go to, like, those, like, the beer fests and stuff, I'm always watching, like, all right, who's going to start fighting, you know, right? Here, it's all just chill. Any products that you've seen that you like? Any...
anything,
glass you like? Are you into dabs or just smoke or just...
just mostly smoke.
Mostly smoke. I'm that way, too. I'm old school. All right. We'll get to our question here. We're giving you the multiple choice. You picked the... you got the either-or question, so there's a 50% chance going here. And the prize, of course, is an ice-cold bottle of water. It's not much of a prize, but we are public radio, so we do what we can. So here it is. Which population is larger? The population of Texas or the number of adults aged 18 and older who smoke pot every year?
I'm going to probably have to go with B.
B, the pot smokers. Oh, yes. We have ourselves a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get to... Where's my audience? There they are. They're thrilled. All right, so as the winner, you get a ice-cold bottle of water from that bag.
Awesome.
Now, do we need to get one for your friend? You can go double or nothing. You can go two for two and get two bottles of water.
I think she's got a beer, so...
oh, you got a beer. All right. So you are a winner. Thank you for playing so much on our 420radio.org. Multiple choice drug test. Back to the music. Yeah, yeah. Come on back here. All right. We have a contestant here on our 420radio.org multiple choice drug test. It's the drug test you can pass, and the winner gets an ice cold bottle of water. All right, what's your name, my good man?
This is Omar.
Omar. All right, so first cup, been to a few cups before. Is this new?
No, this is new to me.
Yeah, what do you think?
This is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like freedom, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And it's, what I always like about it, you do these kind of events and it's never a big hassle, never a big deal, everybody's chill.
Everybody, I bumped into somebody and then they said, oh, it's all right, man, it's all right. So, excuse me, so I'm supposed to drink. He was like, it's no problem.
Yeah, how
here,
can you get upset?
Hit my joint. I was like, oh. Thanks, man. Thanks.
That's awesome.
So this is a great place to be tonight.
This is a place to be. We're having a good time. A lot of good people coming out through here. So I don't want to take too much of your time. There's a lot of stuff to see. So you ready for the test?
I'm ready as I'm going to be.
All right, here it is. Our 420 drug test. Number one, according to the U.S. government, which drug is not a medicine? This is according to the government, which is not a medicine. A, meth. B, cocaine. C, marijuana. That's right. C, marijuana. Can you believe that? Meth and cocaine, you can actually prescribe those. Like Adderall is a form of methamphetamine, right? Cocaine, they use it with dentists, you know, to like numb your teeth and stuff. So yeah, marijuana, that's a winner. Congratulations.
It's a shame.
You get an ice cold water. See that bag there to your left? Just reach in that bag and get some ice cold water. Give him a hand here. He's our winner.
Thank you. Thank you, marijuana audience.
It's absolutely right. It's not medicine except for four people.
four people. Thanks, Ed. Good luck.
That's right, Montel.
All right, so that's a little bit of our High Times Medical Cannabis Cup drug test. Had a lot of fun meeting a lot of those people, and I've got one more of those contestants. We'll show in hour two, Toker Talk Radio. So join us on the other side of the top of the hour, and we'll continue on. Also have some products, some show and tell, some photos, all sorts of stories to tell from the event. We'll have stuff for the rest of the week as well. So thanks for joining us here. Thanks for all your support with the 420 Radio crew. We had a really good time. And when we go to our next event, we'll be in Atlanta, Georgia, this 16th and 17th in Atlanta, 15th and 16th, I think it is, of March. I will be bringing the drug test, but I, on the train on the way back, made it so much better than what it was before. So the 420 Radio drug test is going to become a fixture, I believe, of my live shows. So you saw its genesis today. That's all the time we got for hour one. for Brian the Red. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. We got all sorts of stuff for you coming up in Hour 2, where it's Toker Talk Radio. You can get involved at 971-533-7111. Coming up later tonight, we got Red Eye's Reggae Flashback. Anything in particular we need to let him know?
A lot of good reggae.
A lot of good reggae. How appropriate. That's all the time we got. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and views that you can use for the cannabis community. For those of you listening live, stay tuned for Toker Talk Radio. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you giant, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it.